You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
On October 18th, Calgarians elected Nahid Nenshi as their new mayor. Of the three top contestants, he was considered by many to be the most progressive. Nahid is Calgary's first mayor of color and the country's first Muslim mayor. Trevor Scott Howell is a staff writer at Fast Forward Weekly. It's an independent Calgary paper. And Red Eye's Peter Driftmeyer was in Calgary and had the chance to speak with Scott last week about Calgary's new mayor. Peter began by asking about Nenshi's platform during the election campaign.
Well, Nahid was actually running on, it was really a platform about new ideas, bringing new ideas. And he really was hammering home on what he believed, and a lot of people, a lot of voters believed, is that Calgary City Council was broken over the past nine years, I guess, under Dave Bronconi's reign. I guess council had become increasingly split on many votes, almost partisan. You could almost tell how council would vote by the time, by depending on who put forward a motion. A lot of 8-7 votes. And then the last 3 years, between 2007 and 2010, there was a lot of issues that came up. The Peace Bridge, was pretty controversial. It was a sole-sourced, bridge that cost $25 million. Taxpayers were really, for the most part, furious about that. Especially, you know, spending money like that during a recession. A lot of people thought it could have been spent, elsewhere. So, yeah, and had really focused on, you know, the problems that were on council, the disagreements, the bickering and whatnot. So, and that really seemed to resonate with voters.
Does he have particular policies that were in his platform that differed from some of the other big names or the other big contestants?
Well, I think a lot of the candidates, they really, a lot of the issues were very similar. There was issues about being more transparent and accountable at City Hall, improving transit, and the difference with Nahed's campaign is that he started off pretty quick out of the gate there, putting out what he calls better ideas on a weekly basis, and he was just able to sell them better, I think, than anybody else. He'd put them out in press releases. He would do video and audio podcasts. He would do 5-minute YouTube clips explaining his positions. He was on Twitter constantly, Facebook. So in a lot of ways, his platforms were similar to some of the other candidates, but I think he just did a much better job of selling it.
Do you think then that some of that a lot of his voters were both from kind of the more progressive and conservative ends of the spectrum? Was it definitely more progressive voters?
I think, he definitely reached across the whole spectrum, left to right. I went to a lot of the mayoral forums, and he was getting applause from everyone from seniors to university students to, there was one forum that was sponsored by the development industry here in Calgary, and he was the only candidate out of, I think there's 9 or 10 who showed up at that one. He was the only one who actually got an applause from the development industry, which was surprising. So, because he's been a strong supporter of curbing urban sprawl. So yeah, he was able to reach out and across the whole spectrum. So it wasn't, and I think Calgary voters were really tired of hearing the whole left and right, conservative, liberal narrative. They just weren't buying into that.
That's interesting because, as I'm aware, some of the other candidates had some pretty big financial backing from the development industry and as well as from big names in the Conservative Party.
Yeah, Rick McIver, he was a 3-term alderman here. Earned the nickname Dr. No. He regularly voted against budgets, many motions, and yeah, he definitely had, from what I've seen so far, he did release his donor list prior to the election, as did a few others, and yeah, I think he had over $700,000, and a lot of that money was coming from the development industry, and he did have the backing of several heavyweights from the Conservative Party, including Sam Armstrong and Devin Iverson, I believe his name, and MP Rob Anders came out in January supporting Rick McIver. So he definitely had the Conservative machine out there backing him, and he definitely had the dollars. But I think where they stumbled was that their strategy was to just really focus on the Conservative vote and get them out there. And it's worked for them in the past, and it works federally and I think provincially even to some extent, because people vote along party lines, but municipally and in Calgary, people just aren't buying into that, right? They weren't looking for who's Conservative, who's Liberal. They were looking for who's got the best ideas and who's going to make this council work. And Nahed really hammered that home. And Rick McIver and his team, he had such a huge lead coming out of the gate. One of the first polls put him 30-some points ahead of everybody else. And he really just kind of coasted, you know, just laid low. And in the end, it totally backfired on him.
When I think of Calgary, I think of, I grew up in Calgary, and I think of how divided the city is geographically in terms of class and in many ways race as well. You have the Northeast and the Southeast, very working class communities. Do you know if certain parts of the city gave Nenshi more support than others?
There's 14 wards in Calgary. And yeah, you're quite correct in them. Some of them are very different. Out of the 14, he won in 11 of the wards. And of the three that he lost, they weren't by huge margins. One of the ones that he lost was Rick McIver's old riding. So it was pretty expected that he'd win in that one. But I mean, even then, it wasn't a huge margin. So he is able to speak to so many people on so many different levels, I think. So he was really able to attract that. Across everywhere. So, I mean, he's Harvard educated, but I mean, he wasn't raised like some rich, spoiled kid too, right? He knows the value of the dollar. So, yeah, and I think people understood that.
And can you comment on the voter turnout for this election?
The voter turnout was huge. I think it was around 53-54%. If you compare that to the 2007 election, it was around 33%, and the 2004 election was hovering around 18 or 19%. So, yeah, it was hugely bad in Calgary standards, yeah. I think it was just it reflects, again, people really wanted to be engaged, and they were really, I mean, I think the recession also has something to do with it. I mean, the past 10 years was boom time in Calgary, and I mean, I think people, you know, when the economy's doing good, you know, they don't have to worry about anything. They're not paying attention. Let the good times roll. But the recession has hit Calgary like everywhere else, not as hard as some other areas of the country, but people are definitely feeling it, and they started paying attention to who's running the city and how they're running it. And I don't think they really liked what they're seeing at the end, so they came out in droves, really.
When I think of recessionary candidates, I think of kind of expansion of public services and those kinds of platforms. Is there any talk of that happening?
He hasn't suggested that there's going to be layoffs or anything like that. The city right now is facing a $60 million deficit, and everyone knew that going in. So they're going to have to deal with that in November, December, and have that dealt with. I haven't heard any talk about layoffs, but definitely some belt tightening, I guess. You know, look for ways to be more efficient across the board. So that really will just have to wait and see.
Also, I know you've been following the mayoral election, but in terms of the city council, has there also been a change in the kinds of people we are seeing in council after this election?
Right. Well, there's 14 aldermen. Three of the aldermen stepped down to run for mayor, and one stepped down to retire. So there was four open seats. So there was four new aldermen voted in the election, and one incumbent was tossed out. So, you know, out of the 15 people on council, including the mayor, there's six new aldermen and a mayor. So they're all pretty. I have had a chance to talk to all the new aldermen, and they all have impressive resumes. They all seem really keen on making the city work and restoring the relationship between City Hall and citizens. So, again, it remains to be seen. I mean, everyone sounds really optimistic after the election. But, you know, once you get down to the nitty-gritty and trying to make things work, then, well, I sure hope that coming months and years we'll see relationships form. And, you know, it, at this point it's really too early to say how it'll work. You know, rainbows and unicorns at this point, you know, everybody's really on board to make everything work. Whether they actually can or not remains to be seen. I mean, there's still nine returning aldermen too, right? So.
And is there a noticeable shift in the city council towards more progressive politics with this election as well, or is it about the same dynamic?
I'd say it's about the same. I think a couple of the more progressive aldermen, if you want to call them, Brian Pinnicott and Drew Farrell, they came, I think, surprisingly close to losing their seats, and they've said they've kind of, you know, learned their lesson, whatever that means. So, yeah, I'm not sure if it'll be more progressive or not. I think there's often, I mean, there's still that stereotype Calgary still has, you know, it's Cowtown, you know, the Stampede doesn't really help that tear down that image. But I mean, I've lived here since 88. I mean, and it has changed drastically, especially in the past 10 years. It is much more progressive than I think people outside of the city or outside of the province, think it is. So I think Nahed's win is really, you know, hopefully, solidified and changed and solidified that view of the city.
And that was Trevor Scott Howell. He is a reporter for Calgary's Fast Forward Weekly, and he was speaking with Red Eye Collective member Peter Driftmeyer last week in Calgary.